This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A network that runs about 250 health clinics around the state says it's not sure if its funding will be renewed. Colorado Community Health Network serves more than 850,000 people. That's about one in seven residents. But more than $100 million of its funding is at risk and needs to be reauthorized by Congress. Here's CEO Ross Brooks.
If this fund is not reauthorized at the federal level, we're going to see a significant reduction in the health center's ability to care for patients.
Brooks says if that happens, clinics could be closed and staff laid off in the coming months. The clinics often serve low-income residents who otherwise might not be able to get health care. The scientist behind the Global Seed Vault in Norway says Colorado researchers are doing some of the world's trickiest seed saving. Jeffrey Houghton recently toured the USDA seed lab in Fort Collins.
The Fort Collins gene bank is what we would call an active gene bank. So it doesn't just store material, it studies it. It learns about its characteristics. And what does this variety have that might contribute something important to a variety of the future?
The Fort Collins lab holds 500,000 crop samples. It also works on seeds that can't survive normal freezing, like apples. Scientists use liquid nitrogen to preserve them, a process that could help protect food sources that humans depend on for generations. And the Colorado State Fair set a record for its fine art sales this year to the tune of almost $15,000. Hundreds of entries were on display for the fair in Pueblo last month. This is CPR News.